Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and welcome to your Tuesday edition of Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. It's time for another dose of questions, puzzles and brain teasers to educate, to entertain and to irritate the life out of you. Yes, I'm here every day, Monday to Friday, so make sure you subscribe or you follow to get every podcast as soon as it drops. Today is the 20th of February, and it was on this day in 1962 that John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth. His Friendship 7 capsule launched aboard a Mercury Atlas rocket, and during his almost five-hour flight, he circled the Earth three times. The very first person to orbit the Earth was the Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, who achieved this almost 1 year earlier on the 12th of April, 1961. And all of that was part of my growing up. Now, to today. Can you give a quizzing performance which will be out of this world? See what I did there? Well, it's time to find out, because here come today's questions. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10, and it's your first chance to bag a point. Which technology company produces the Xbox series of video game consoles? A question for all of the gamers out there. Ears at the ready for question two, as it's our audio mystery round, which we call Hearsay. And today we're looking for the title of a famous British TV game show. Here comes your audio mystery.
All right, everybody, calm it down now. Welcome to the Farming Academy. First of all, does anybody know the colloquial term for the ocular region of this male bovine? Anyone?
So I'm looking for the name of that TV game show. Do you know it? Answers, as always, after the final question. We call question three Carol Lateral Thinking, and today it's all about words. Which word can go after state, S-T-A-T-E, and before letter, L-E-T-T-E-R, to make two new phrases? Think about those words, state and letter, and see if you can come up with the right answer. As always, feel free to pause if you'd like some extra time for any of today's questions. You can rewind, you can pause. None of that is cheating. Obviously, you have to do it before I give you the answers. It's question four, and time to test your memory. You're about to hear a clip. Listen carefully and retain as much information as you can. Today, we're taking a trip to the Perfect 10 newsroom.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Perfect News. Real stories that look at the lighter side of life. Here is what we have tonight. A 36-year-old mother from Yorkshire has revealed she believes an alien object has been watching over her house. Kay Thorpe has reported that the unidentified ball of light has appeared every morning and night over the last few years and insists it's not a star. Next up, a 75-year-old man in Wales couldn't understand why nuts he was putting out for the birds kept on ending back in the box in his shed. After further investigation, wildlife photographer Rodney Holbrook discovered it was a helpful little rodent he has now named Welsh Tidy Mouse. And finally, 55-year-old Mike Stratton has spoken about being Britain's oldest male stripper. Mike became a stripper in 1986, aged 18. In that time, he has performed all over the world, including dancing for the Russian mafia. Mike says his strangest booking was stripping in front of 250 mourners at a woman's funeral.
Well, hopefully you were paying attention to those real-life, light-hearted news stories, because here comes your question. In what year did Mike become a stripper? Well, the information was all in the clip, so think back and see if you can find the answer. Our next three questions are what we call the three Fs, the frivolous, the familiar, and the fun. Here's today's question five, and it's time for a show. Jennifer Saunders has played Mother Superior in a stage musical version of which Whoopi Goldberg film? Can you figure this one out? Very famous movie. Question six now. Which element of the periodic table has the atomic number 1? Can you remember this from your school days? Here's question seven. Toby Jones played the title character in the 2024 ITV real-life drama Mr. Bates versus the what? This show got a lot of press attention, quite rightfully. But can you remember its full title? All right, question eight is two in, two out, where you have to swap two letters in a word to make a new word. Which two letters can you change in the word wheel, W-H-E-E-L, to make the name of an animal? Have a think and see if you can find the animal. We call question nine, I know this, and today I have a Two Clues Tuesday question for you. Which answer is linked by these two clues? A titan in Greek mythology who was condemned to hold up the heavens for eternity, and a book of maps. Hopefully, that one will get you another point. And here we are, can you believe it, at our final question of the day, question 10, the anagram. Here it comes. Which Jim Carrey movie is an anagram of ask them? Ask, A-S-K, them, T-H-E-M. Shuffle those letters around and see if you can figure out that film. And that's today's Perfect 10. Do not forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's questions automatically. 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score? Here come the answers.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
For question one, we started with some tech. Which technology company produces the Xbox series of video game consoles? And the answer is Microsoft. Question two was our hearsay round, and we were looking for the title of a famous UK TV game show. What was it?
All right, everybody, calm it down now. Welcome to the Farming Academy. First of all, does anybody know the colloquial term for the ocular region of this male bovine? Anyone? Anyone?
Well, the answer was bullseye. Oh, yes. The darts-based game show first aired in 1981 on Monday nights, and initially it wasn't a success. In an interview, the late Jim Bowen said, I can't do his accent, by the way, in that first series of Bullseye, I was terrible. I must have set light entertainment back 20 years. I was that bad. But well done, Jim. Bullseye went on to become a hit after moving to its now famous Sunday afternoon slot. It really was a massive show. Question three was a word-based Carol lateral thinking question. Which word can go after state and before letter to make two new phrases? And the answer is capital. State capital, as you would have in America, and capital letter. As always, question four was our memory round, and we were listening to some light-hearted news. I asked you, in what year did Mike become a stripper? And the answer was 1986. Very well done, if you managed to remember that. We moved into the three Fs, and question five was, Jennifer Saunders has played Mother Superior in a stage musical version of which Whoopi Goldberg film? And the answer was Sister Act. Question six was all about science. Which element of the periodic table has the atomic number 1? And the answer is hydrogen. Well done if you got that right. Question seven, Toby Jones played the title character in the 2024 ITV real-life drama Mr. Bates versus the what? And the answer is the post office. And the series told the real-life scandal of innocent post office employees being prosecuted, many sent to jail, due to a computer software error. The strong public reaction to the events depicted in the show resulted in the government announcing they would try to bring in new legislation to overturn the wrongful convictions of hundreds of postmasters. Question 8 was, of course, two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word wheel to make the name of an animal? Well, change the W to an S and the L to a P and you get sheep, S-H-E-E-P. Question 9 was time for, I know this, but did you? Which answer is linked by these two clues? A titan in Greek mythology who was condemned to hold up the heavens for eternity, and a book of maps. And the answer is Atlas. Very well done if you knew that one. And finally, question 10 was our anagram. Which Jim Carrey movie is an anagram of Ask Them? I reckon a lot of people would have got this right. The answer is the movie The Mask, T-H-E, and Mask, M-A-S-K. That was the anagram. So how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10? If not, don't worry, there is always another chance tomorrow. Every day spent with us on Perfect 10 is a day, though, that you've given your mind a good workout, and that is not to be sniffed at. Remember to follow or subscribe to make sure you do not miss a single episode. We've got daily content which is exclusive to Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, and we would love for you to join the rest of us over there as well. That's on at Perfect10Carol. We'll see you tomorrow for a whole new day of questions to educate, to entertain and to irritate you, of course. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect10 for more information.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.